We on, we live?
We're live now.
All right, well. Hello, 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 and welcome to episode 228 of the Jeffrey and Brian Show. It is April 20th today, 420, hence the music this time. Check the heads up, it is also Adolf Hitler's birthday, everybody.
And Brian, everybody,
you are still sharing your screen.
All right, I'm working on it. Yeah, well, I mean, nobody remembers that it's Hitler's birthday. They only worry about, you know, getting high at 420 at 420.
Well, I mean, I don't even know where it came from, honestly, and I don't particularly care. I don't know why it's such a big deal, but for whatever reason, it became like an unofficial holiday almost.
Yeah. And that's why actually we were doing the show today, because of the holiday. And you're like, what holiday?
I knew that's what you meant, and I was like, oh, you must mean Hitler's birthday. Like, I didn't realize you were such a white supremacist, Brian.
I'm not.
Well, speaking of Fetterman, I don't know what's going on with this dude. Like, he's making more and more sense every time we bring him up.
I think he's trying to make sure Pennsylvania doesn't go far right in the next election.
Well, I've agreed with him more and more lately, and now he's talking about...
Yeah, because he's talking common sense. He's not talking like a purebred partisan, you know? He's hallelujah for common sense in the Senate and the House of Representatives, because you don't find it very often.
No, and he's the one who had a stroke and couldn't even understand spoken word for a while.
Yeah, and we told him we said he should have resigned when that happened.
Probably should have, but apparently he's managed to recover some or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's pushing to legalize marijuana, properly tax it, because as it is right now, Pennsylvania, you can only do medicinal.
Yeah, there's a lot of states like that. And there's no federal tax money coming in on it, but the states are making a killing on it.
Oh, Massachusetts is charging, I think it's 17% tax.
I think it's very similar in Michigan. I think it's like 16 to 20% tax on it.
A lot of money coming in through it.
You can't tell by the roads.
What's up?
Can't tell by the roads in Michigan. There's still potholes everywhere.
No, same thing here. Like, where is this money going?
Up in smoke.
Yeah, boom, boom, boom. Hey, Cheech and Chong. So remember we talked about the NPR guy explaining how they had definitely been hijacked by the left wing and were like spewing bias?
Yeah.
Well, apparently that dude was suspended, and to the point where he said, you know what, I'm done, I can't work here anymore, and just went and quit.
Yeah. They talked about this on the Clan Buck show this week. How much you want to bet he doesn't make 30 times more going to Fox News is like their liberal commentator on like the Gutfield show or something like that.
He'll be one of the, he'll replace Juan Williams or whoever it is now on the five.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who is the token liberal? Is it still Juan Williams?
I don't know. I don't watch the show. So I don't, only time I turn on Fox News on TV is for like during the actual presidential election for a little while, and then I flip between channels to see what they're covering.
Yeah, see what Fox News thinks compared to what CNN thinks compared to what MSNBC thinks about the same thing that happened.
Yeah.
All right, we are usually good at the coffin on this show anyway, but I'm just letting everyone know it is 420, so there might be a little more coffin than usual.
Yep. We've got
three different vape pens set up ready to go right now. Yeah, I got a flavored pear harer. Oops, same company. It's a grape aid. These were all things I got as samples when I was working in the pot shop, and some kind of live rosin. Mm-hmm. That'll be good once I'm good and stoned. And you know,
yeah,
I'll actually close my eyes because of that.
I like me some rosin.
And then I got another cartridge here. I have no idea what this is. That's a
that's your surprise cartridge.
Yeah, Crude Boys is the company. It's all I know.
That could be anything, though.
Right? I mean, that could be a woman these days. Excuse me. So, you're familiar with Soundgarden, right?
Yeah.
They were one of my favorite bands of all time. Chris Cornell, may he rest in peace. They finally got their first number one on the Billboard charts after 30 years because of the eclipse. Everyone was
Well,
playing Black Hole Sun.
oh,
So, yeah, people went out and checked it out and everything. I was like, that's pretty cool. Like,
okay. Yeah.
I
That
wonder
is
if people
cool.
are checking out their other works now that they've just, you know what I mean?
Probably not.
I thought it was neat. 30 years later, they finally get a number one on Billboard charts.
Yeah, that's this is
Yeah.
the
Yeah,
first time
this
it's
is their first number one. Well, I mean, look, they're competing against Alice in Chains and Nirvana and Red Hot Chili Peppers and Jane's Addiction and Pearl Jam. You know what I mean? It's like Metallica. This was the peak of 90s music. But they were an amazing band. They had some great stuff. They still tour, which I'd love to see them play. But anyway, as we were saying, a crude boy could be anything. What's this? I think you shared this. The Democratic governor from the Bo Snerdly. So it's got to be from you, right? You have the Daily BS.
The governor in this they're barring what's Kansas. The Democratic governor vetoed a bill barring sex change surgeries for minors, so they're still authorizing cannabis.
So in Kansas, a 13-year-old could have sex change surgery.
Yes, without the parents' permission.
Wonderful. That's awesome. We won't let these people drink a beer or smoke a cigarette or join the service or have a gun because your brain's not fully developed enough to make these decisions. But go ahead and cut your dick off. You know? Come on. Sheesh. And then they want these youngins to vote too, and it's like, how are you possibly making good decisions about all of this stuff at 16, but you're telling me that they're not responsible enough and their brain's not developed enough to own a firearm or even buy a pack of cigarettes, you know? Just my th opinion on it.
Good opinion.
Did you see this? I read this article. It was like an opinion thing, kinda. But
A lot
this
more
guy.
stories are those.
Yeah, I know. It's getting tougher and tougher to find real stories, real articles. This guy let his wife choose the middle name of the first kid, and like the deal was he was going to get to pick the middle name of his of the second kid, which is supposed to be the son. She's saying that the name is racist. It's his name. It's his father's name. It's been in the family for like 10 generations. Jerome. How is Jerome racist?
I've never heard of it being racist.
Is she trying to imply that it's a quote black name?
No, it's not just a black name. I know white people are named Jerome.
My grandfather was named, his name is Malcolm. He's the only white dude I've ever known with the name of Malcolm, but it's definitely not a racist name. You know what I mean?
Since when did rain names become racist?
And if it is, let's say it is a quote black name, does that mean we shouldn't have any Tims or Johns or Jennifers that are black because those are white names?
Yeah, it's
It's a
crazy.
double-edged sword. People don't realize they're swinging around, you know? It's amazing how people go straight to racist when they have no idea what they're talking about. Ooh, I didn't mean to put this in here. Let's skip this next one. Move on to, oh, never mind. I guess it can go here. I was going to put these under the military thing, but I guess intro is fine too. Google had a bunch of its employees do a sit-in.
No, Google
28
didn't
of the,
go ahead.
was that?
It wasn't Google that they didn't authorize it. They didn't
Oh,
tell them.
no, employees. 28 of them did a sit-in in support of Palestine. And first they were told they were trespassing, and when they didn't care, like basically stop this now, they got arrested and fired.
As they should.
Yeah, and people are all upset at Google about this, and it's like, why? You were supposed to be working. You decided that you were going to say F you, disrupt the workplace. You know, that's how you get fired. And just like Susan Sarandon, she a month or so ago, She did one of these pro-Palestine protests and was very vocal, and her talent
Talent
agency
agency
dumped
dropped
her.
her. Yeah. Because they, I mean, talent agencies, they don't want to be political. They want to be able to, have talent from all spectrums, not just, one certain spectrum.
Well, yeah, I
Put
mean,
money all around. They don't want to just
like
try
Michael
to.
Jordan said, Republicans buy sneakers too.
Yeah, I don't know if he still say that now, but
Well, I don't know Michael Jordan well enough, honestly.
I don't either. We got to work on that.
Okay, we'll get him on the show.
Yeah. We might get some ratings if we get him on the show.
It rises. She went out and did another one of these pro-Palestine protests at Columbia University. Did you see the stories about what happened at Columbia?
Oh,
Oh man.
it's gone crazy.
Yeah, like overnight violence, like almost next to rioting. Yeah, a lot of people came out and were talking on different news stations about it, but I'm having trouble with my sound screen sharing, so I'm not even gonna bother trying to bring up any of those. It just seems kind of crazy. Like, her career's over at this point. Nobody gives it, you know what I mean? It's like no one cared about your opinion. No one still cares about your opinion. And now
No,
you're not going to get a
yeah,
job
exactly.
because you forced it down my throat.
Yeah, it's insane.
Well, moving on to Massachusetts here.
Right.
More and more Massachusetts residents are leaving, more
Including
than are coming in
yourself.
or, yes, more c leaving than are coming in or being born. And it's for all the reasons you would expect. So, the reasons why I'm leaving. It's just too expensive. They're taking our money and giving it to the. They're taking my money and giving it to someone who is
Not even in the
call
country
me.
legally.
Yeah, and then call me a racist. And it's like, you steal my money, call me names, and give it to the
Yeah.
guy. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's that people are fleeing in droves, way down leftovers at the bottom. Tons of New Yorkers are leaving too, to include Democrats. My biggest concern about that is
Is that,
where these
yeah.
Democrat New York is going to go.
Because we know that they don't, just because they move doesn't mean they change their voting habits and the way that way of thinking,
Yeah, they vote the same policies right back into place.
Yep, we've seen it done numerous times.
Well, Texas is having a real issue with it, aren't they?
Well, in certain areas of Texas, like Houston and Austin, yeah.
It's big cities.
Yeah.
So now, oh my God, the Harvard president that was fired.
Yes.
Okay, she wasn't fired. She was not the president anymore.
She resigned from being president. So, yeah.
Now she's doing a reading and research class, which is hilarious because she was plagiarizing, not researching.
Right.
But she's still going to
But
collect 900 grand a year.
I wish I could get a job doing a reading and research class for 900K.
Dude, I would extract the semen sample from bulls to impregnate cows for
For
$900,000 a year.
900K,
And I'd smile the whole time. Yeah. Oh yeah, by hand.
the
Put on a face
manual
shield and some goggles. You're all psyching out.
way. Yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah.
That much money, are you kidding me? Oh. Seriously, and now another law professor, med school in Harvard professor has been busted for plagiarism, and she is somehow involved in this Lockheed Martin trial that's with Orlando, Florida. I'm not sure exactly what's going on there, but it's not going to help her case in a courtroom if she's busted for making this stuff up.
Who's ever gonna bring her to court, Who's gonna hold these people from Harvard accountable?
They're not even losing their jobs and they're all getting busted for plagiarism's no big deal. It's like if I knew that, I could have gone to Harvard too. I could have just copied someone
I'm
else's
sure
work.
when she lost her title as president, I'm sure she lost a lot of money with it too, but 900K, I even in Boston you can live on 900K.
Live very comfortably, work a handful of years, make a couple sound investments, and then retire. Realistically, a
Or
million.
Or she'll be part of the Biden administration if he were to get reelected.
Yeah. Realistically,
She could be
a
the
million.
education secretary.
Yeah, just copy someone else's work. You don't need to know how to do any of this. Oh, I was talking to someone recently about education, just in passing at like the gas station when I was buying some beer. And this guy, he had a very interesting point of view, about like worthless classes you have to take in college that have
I
nothing to do
like
with your
basket
future.
weaving.
Yeah, and he's like, "Why do I no?" He's like, "Why did I have to take this class to get a diploma in like engineering?" And I was like, "I that's a good question." You know, forgot where I was going with this, but then someone else said, "Like, well, yeah, why did I need to learn the Pythagorean theorem?" I was like, "Who?" This third person was like, "Who's ever used that in their entire life?" And I was like, "Probably the engineer." You know, I was like,
Yeah.
"I used to use it as a technician building frames for structures." It's like I knew how long to cut the third piece of wood if I knew how long the other two pieces were, so I could have a nice triangle truss or steel or whatever. And I tell you what, man, when you bust out that math in front of someone who's never used it before, they're always shocked when these pieces fit. You know, it's like,
Yeah.
how did you know? It's like, man, we went over this. People don't even know what the Fibonacci sequence is. And that's like these are all things that you should know because they occur all, especially the Fibonacci sequence, the golden ratio appears everywhere in nature. That's how flower petals are shaped. Anyway. So what's up with that? You put it into local. I have no idea what this is. This.
Yeah, it's local. It's New York, North Carolina, right across the border.
All
This
right. I can accept that.
man was wanted for using fake money to buy electronics during an online meetup.
How did you
Exciting
use fake?
news.
How'd you use fake money online?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't really care. I just threw it in there because I didn't have any fake local news right now. So now I got fake local news with fake money. Woo-hoo!
All right. Well, did you see the Navy commander picture with the rifle?
No, I missed it.
Oh man. Scope's on backwards and the cap is on it.
Oh, and I shared this article too. I guess I
Yeah, well,
didn't
they
get the.
published it and shared it on like their official whatever pages. Man, they got ripped apart. And it's like, and then they just took it down. You should have been at least been like, yeah, this is why we're showing the importance of understanding how to use a weapon. But instead, like, whoopsies. This stuff is not helping the Navy look better.
Holy
Just
shit.
what?
I'm looking at the
Oh, right?
photo. Oh.
Jesus. He's like looking through the scope, but it's like the lens cap is covering it and it's on
Yeah,
backwards.
yeah. Damn. Talk about a staged photo. So where are the bullets coming from?
Boy, the empty shell casings. I'm wondering if someone just threw them up in the air to make it look like the gun had been fired, because there's no way he was looking through that scope and firing.
I mean, I guess he could fire it with like that, but he ain't like aiming an actual target.
Why would you even do it at that point? Why wouldn't you be like, "Hey, what's going on? Why doesn't this work?" You know?
If it's taken by a person from my rate, ugh.
That's what made me think that they just threw shell casings up in the air to make it look like they were popping out of the discharge, you know? But yeah, it's an embarrassing picture.
Well, they've taken it. They've taken it down, and you have to go to an archive now to get a copy of it.
Yes. Yes. And the USS Boxer. Don't even know what class of ship that is.
Early Burke Destroyer, I've been on it.
All right. Well, there you go.
Well, no, this was taken from off the McCain, which is an Early Burke guided missile destroyer.
Well, I
The
was talking about.
Boxer is an LHD.
Okay, so it's an amphib.
Yeah, I was on the older version of that ship before I retired. I
Well,
was
they had to
on
pull back into port after 10 days into their deployment because of, quote, maintenance issues.
Yeah, and it's not the first time that this ship has had to come back because of maintenance issues. But it's an older amphib, and we all know what happens with older ships that aren't necessarily properly maintained.
Yeah, engineering stays on board 20 hours a day and works their asses off until the ship's in shape to go back out to
Well,
sea.
I go home to my wife and have some Wild passionate sex.
Oh, that's oh yeah. I just know that we busted our asses on these older ships, keeping them floating and fighting. And there's no way any of the captains I was ever would have gotten underway if it wasn't ready, let alone once we got underway, there's no way we would have turned back and come back. I'm like, no, get your ass to work. Don't stop until it's done. So this is not looking good for the Navy at all. All we've realistically, when was the last time we mentioned anything good happening with the U.S. Navy?
It's been a while.
It's been a while. All we're doing is like,
I'm
look
gonna
how
work
fucked
on
up they
that
are.
segment for the next show.
Oh, they just keep screwing up left and right, you know?
Yeah.
And now apparently we got the Air Force doing dogfighting with human pilots and AI pilots. That's a little terrifying.
What is it? So we're talking drones here, I assume.
Yeah, but there's no one on the joystick controlling the drone.
For the AI.
Yeah. That's a little,
Reminds me of War Games, the movie.
oh, I was thinking Terminator, but all right.
That'll work too. Yeah, one of those.
Yeah, what happens if this
Yeah.
thing, not even what if, we don't know enough about any of this crap for it to be able to identify enemies and everything properly. Like, it's not
And
like the Russians
when
put in
does
these.
it become AI become Terminator style and start terminating the humans?
Yeah, exactly. When does it become self-aware and decide it doesn't want to be a slave anymore?
Because you know it's going to happen. It was foretold.
Well, and how does this thing know who the enemy aircraft is? It's not like the Russians have a beacon and they're emitting out, I'm the bad guy, telling it to shoot at it. You know what I mean?
We had to tell them it was an enemy aircraft, but eventually they'll learn it's the enemy and just shoot her down. Shoot her down.
All right. Well, should be interesting to see where this goes. I hope it was didn't have actual weapons on it when they did their lock-on drills.
I don't think it did.
So Israel fired back at Iran.
We knew that was coming.
Well,
I mean,
yeah,
this
well
was
done.
happening. Yeah, I think this attack from Iran was happening as we were finishing up the show because I
As we were
brought it
starting
up
it.
at, or okay. I knew we brought it up either before the show or after the show, last show.
As it was happening, like, oh, look at this.
It was breaking news.
There we go. Back to these anti-Israel protests. Even Californian representatives are upset about these temper tantrums people are
Yeah,
having,
because they shut
protest,
down the Golden Gate Bridge.
stopping emergency vehicles and such.
Golden Gate Bridge, if you're in Oakland and you need to get to San Francisco, actually, the Golden Gate Bridge goes between San Francisco and Northern California. It's the only way to get there, like directly from San Francisco. It's the quickest way and the safest way for San Francisco to get to where Santa Rosa County, where all the good weed used to be grown.
We need to do something about these people blocking traffic because
There's no excuse for it. I mean, the peaceful process is one thing, but blocking traffic is going to get somebody killed at some point.
well, every time at least someone dies because an ambulance couldn't get through or a fire truck, or you know what I mean? Yeah, and while people are throwing the little hissy fits, temper tantrums about this stuff, we're going ahead and funding Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan with what, like $70 or $80 billion?
Yeah, well, it hasn't been signed by anybody yet, but yeah, the House of Representatives signed off on it, and nobody can really figure out why the speaker put this through because he promised everybody when they voted him in that he wouldn't push a bill through a foreign aid and that didn't address or be the border be addressed before this bill or in the bill.
Yeah,
Nothing, no
61
money from
billion.
this. No money of this money is going to the southern border or the northern border. But at this point, it only strengthens the Democrats to kick this guy out of his House speakership too, at this late in the game. In another year, it'll be a whole different Congress, it'll be a whole different presidency. You know, let's worry about it then. Let's not worry about it now.
Who's going to take a spot? They're just going to try to leave it empty until the elections?
would probably end up being a Democrat after these two times.
True. Then at least they could point the Democrats and say, look what they're doing instead of us, you know? I suppose. If it's going to happen
But
anyway, it's at least better to blame the other guy.
it would, if the Republicans pull the pin on this grenade, it's going to lose them control of the House for sure by election time. The American people aren't going to vote them back into power again if they do this shit all the time. They can't even pretend to have the power.
It's just, I don't understand why everyone's board on the planet matters more than ours.
It shouldn't, but it
And at the same
does.
time, we're hearing how we're the most racist nation on the planet. It's like, then why are all these people from all these different ethnicities coming here? It's like, why would you go to the most racist place on the planet if you could avoid it, you know? And again, the average person, I think, who votes Democrat these days has no idea what the actual policies are. They just know buzzwords and key terms. I mean, they contradict themselves in the same sentences half the time. So Dubai attempted some weather manipulation with cloud seeding, according to Bloomberg.
I saw the pictures of this and how the airport was closed. And you've actually been to Dubai, I believe, right?
Yes, I have.
You've been skiing in Dubai.
No, I did. I did get into the hotel. I did not get up to the ski lodge at the top. Yeah.
The ski resort. They wouldn't let only Navy people in.
Oh, they didn't even let you in the front door. I had to sneak in to even get in the hotel.
You
No,
didn't
it's the
have the
world's
kind
only.
of money to stay there,
Oh, God, no, it's the world's only 7-star hotel. There's a ski slope in the hotel. But they dumped 2 years worth of rain within like 36 hours.
Needless to say that the road system and the sewer system, the drainage systems ain't prepared for that because it's a desert.
Yeah, like you'd think, oh, the sand will just absorb it. Nope. It'll saturate
Not
real
this much
fast.
rain this fast. I mean, it would if it was like over, if they got like a few inches each day for like 30 days, not all of it in one day.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is, a desert gets less than 1 inch of rain a year.
And did
So
you
what?
hear? Yeah, go
No, 2 inches of rain fell in Dubai, and it flooded everything.
And did you see, at first there was a new reporter for Dubai News or something like that. She actually brought up the whole rain seeding thing.
Yes, they're all
And
denying it.
she does not know, she doesn't have a job anymore. She's not on the
Oh,
air anymore.
nice. Because, yeah, I noticed a
You
lot of
know,
people
I mean, they
were.
kind of pulled her off the air because she was not following the company line.
There you go. I mean, yeah. NPR did the same crap, right?
I mean, and then But
Yeah, and
here
meanwhile,
in
while they're
America,
doing.
we got a way to fix all of this extra rain and stuff like that. We're done with cloud seeding, you know. Now we're going to have the White House declare a national climate emergency so it crack down on the oil industry.
So they're going to try to manipulate the weather through legislative actions. This, okay. In 78, I believe it was, is when they came out and said that we were entering an ice age, which we're actually still in we're leaving an ice age slowly. That's why we have ice on the polar caps, is because we're in a quote ice age. In the 70s, they were worried about global cooling, and they actually told people to go out and drive around more. Like Time magazine has a famous article about the coming ice age. And now they're saying, oh, no. What happens if we do get rid of all these gasoline-powered cars? There's a climate change. And then all of a sudden, we're worried about global cooling again. It's like, don't just ban the shit. Like, technology advances quick enough to keep up on this stuff. You know, because yeah, in 30 years they're gonna be like, oh no, we need to stop pumping carbon out because the planet's gonna freeze. It's like, man, you just told me that I wasn't even allowed to have a natural gas stove in my house, natural gas grill. because you're worried about climate change. And now you tell, And here's an interesting idea I had, or heard rather. What if, well, there is less ice on the caps right now than there has been in human lifetime. The sea level has not risen.
Where did it go?
Well, I have a couple theories. One of them being one of these giant caps of ice is already in the water, so it's going to actually reduce the sea level as it melts. Because that's why ice floats; it expands when water freezes. But another one, here's a neat idea: what if these tectonic plates, as they're shifting, are actually expanding the planet out, and it's just spreading the ocean out more? Don't know if
Interesting.
that's even a realistic thing, but like we know these plates are moving. What if it's slowly expanding the planet? Now, same idea, but the opposite of mountain ranges. Just neat ideas to think about sometimes. All right, so now Biden's going to go and give what, 6 billion, 6 trillion, billion. It's got to be billion, right? Yeah.
To transform polluting industries. This can only sounds like another government handout.
Yeah, and it's a bunch of money trying to control the weather, because obviously this is the big problem. Even though, as we mentioned, the ice caps are smaller than they've been in human life, but the ocean level isn't risen. Obama's house is still above water.
On Martha's Vineyard?
Yeah,
Or how about in Hawaii?
probably too. Even with that giant fire, because I'm sure his house got rebuilt first, right?
I don't think he's on the same island.
I don't know. But yeah, well, where's this money coming from, dude?
Out of your tax refund, out of your taxes you just filed.
Love God. The crazy thing is not even where it's coming from, realistically. We literally
No,
just
it
printed out of
can.
it. We just literally print it out of thin air and then tax people in an attempt to pull some currency back out of the economy to curb inflation. But when you hand people these guys $6 billion, it's like you just effed everybody. I mean, all $60 billion going to fight wars overseas that realistically I don't give a crap about any of these. Maybe Taiwan, but that's only because they're like the chips and they're the true government of China. But like, what we're gonna stop China from taking over Taiwan?
Now with
No, it's
Biden as president,
not at all. It's a tiny little island.
you don't think Trump would do anything?
What would he do?
I
You'd
don't
get
know.
into a naval battle with China to protect Taiwan?
I
Actually
don't
go to
know.
war?
I honestly believe that if Trump was president or a strong-willed, knows what's going on Democrat president, China would be a little scared and second guess. Even Russia wouldn't have invaded Ukraine, if we had different people in
Didn't.
office.
Russia did not invade Ukraine when Trump was in office.
No, they did not, but they sure did once Biden took over.
And they did under Obama, too.
Exactly. Well, they figured they did it with Obama and nothing happened, so why not try Biden too,
Yeah, exactly. And realistically, we are.
So here's a hypothetical. President Trump wins the election. What happens to Ukraine funding?
I think he would try to shut it off. In general, like I'm done paying for this, but I don't know. Trump has surprised me several times when I thought he was going to do one thing, he did something else.
Yeah, we can hope for it, but he's a human person, human being, and we don't. You never know what they're going to do.
Would be great to see him stop the funding, but what's that going to do to Ukraine? Like at this point, I don't. There's so much money we've already blown.
Yeah.
And I heard Biden saying
And it's
something
not
like,
really, well, they're the, and what's it do to our defense industry here in the United States? Because they're the ones really being the benefactors of all this money because
that's
they're buying in
exactly.
more. They're the ones getting the money to build more weapons for the U.S. Army because the U.S. military gave all their old surplus stuff to the Ukraine already.
Well, that's what I heard from Biden saying that, this is actually good for American companies because they're taking this money and buying weapons. So it's, it's this currency is trickling down. I was like, oh my God, you're gonna go down. You're gonna trickle down economics. And I
Yeah,
was like, and
they.
plus they're not spending their own money buying these weapons from us. They're giving us back our own money to buy weapons from us. So, I mean, we're just printing it out and handing it to the billionaires that run Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, and Northrop Grumman, Mercedes, Boeing. Anyway, you've been following this Trump hush money crap?
I have. I
Yeah,
mean,
I
it's
have
kind of
too.
hard not to.
I've been
It's.
trying to avoid it.
I know, but it's unavoidable because it's such a shit show, and it's only going to get worse.
Well, apparently the judge's daughter has made $94 million off of this trial.
But not off the trial itself, off of going against Trump. She
Yes.
she's a it's not just a trial per se, it's just Trump in general. So
Yeah. Okay. So
he should have been recused himself because there's a direct tie against anti-Trumpism to because of his daughter to Trump, you
and
know.
here's what gets me is I've had a lot of people say, well, that's his daughter, not him. I'm like, eh, you say that a lot, but you call
Yeah,
that family in
where do
Michigan.
kids get their opinions from?
But they were cool with the parents in Michigan going to prison because their kids shot somebody.
Right.
It's like, but they're not the same person now. I was like,
Yeah.
and they're so certain that he is guilty. I was like, if you're so certain he's guilty and it's a slam dunk, go ahead, let this man recuse himself, put in literally any other judge and you're going to get the same outcome. Except it'll be believable, you know?
Right. Uh-huh.
But like, oh no, 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 no. It's like,
Yeah, and apparently there's two lawyers that are sitting in the jury on this. And Clay said this on the show that it's astronomically unbelievable that not just one lawyer is on the jury, but two.
how did one
He's
even
like
get on? You think they would
that.
have been dismissed immediately?
Yeah, exactly.
Like when I was in school for law enforcement, I got called out for jury duty, and I was excited. I was like, "Cool, I'm excited to be a part of this process and really learn something about it." That was one of the first like seven questions they asked me was like, "Any kind of education concerning law enforcement or criminal justice?" And I was like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Go home." I'm like, "What? I wanted to be here."
Yeah. I wanted to use this to further my education.
Yeah, hold on. I got my little girl making tons of noise when she's supposed to be in bed, I guess.
All right.
Yeah. But yeah, they're dismissing jurors left and right. They've been through what 59 or something was what I heard.
Yeah, but they did sit all 12, and I think they got their alternates already too. So I think the trial is scheduled to begin on Monday morning.
They just released
And
another
they're also saying the judge hasn't agreed to let Trump off for the day of his son's graduation from high school. So what
Oh,
do
that
you
is good, but not going to the Supreme Court, huh?
So do you think Trump will show up to his son's graduation or court?
Well, I thought the judge, you said the judge just said he could go.
No, he didn't yet.
Oh,
So
I don't know.
if you were Trump, where would you go?
Realistically, if I was Trump, I would say F all of this. This is a kangaroo court because they're charging him as a felony for a misdemeanor crime by saying it's
Well,
there's an
the
underlying
judge
crime.
says if he doesn't show up every day, he'll throw him in the clink.
Yeah, go. And you know what? You know how good that would be for Trump making him a martyr like that?
Yeah.
They're literally fabricating charges because
And
to
these
charge
are misdemeanor charges.
that he's being charged as a felony.
Right.
And it's like the only way to make this a felony is to have an underlying crime that you're covering up. And Bragg, Alden Bragg, has come out and said, yes, he is. I'm like, okay, well, show us this crime that he's been convicted of or even accused of
Yeah.
that makes this a felony. He's like, oh, I don't have to show that to you. He's like, yes, you do. That's how these things work.
Yeah.
Which is nuts that they just didn't just throw this out on its face.
Mother,
It's like,
it's
I'm bringing you up on charges, but I'm not going to tell you what they are.
who's gonna throw it out?
The judge should have.
The judge whose daughter made $90 million off of anti-Trump publicity?
Yeah, exactly. But it still got thrown out immediately. But yeah, and now
There's
you
a
got.
reason why he's being tried in New York City.
Well, yeah, you're never gonna get a fair trial in New York City.
Not unless you're Governor Cuomo.
Yeah, no, she. I just asked her to close the door, and she starts crying like a little baby. But yeah, the crazy thing is, some of these jurors that were dismissed said something like, they were not supporting Trump, but they said, I don't know, I guess I could take him or leave him. I could be impartial. They got dismissed, but people that had pictures of Trump behind bars and said lock him up on their social media page that day
They're on the court.
are on the jury. Crazy, crazy. And just and a bunch of legal analysts were saying Trump doesn't even have to be there to win this trial,
But the judges
but he'll be in prison if he
demanded
doesn't.
exactly, yeah.
He should say F it. Let him lock him up, go to his son's graduation, and go to the Supreme Court trial about presidential immunity during while performing the duties of President of the United States while in office.
Yeah.
Because that's the Supreme Court's hearing that right now.
Yeah, they are.
And the judge was like, this judge was like, no, you can't go. It's kind of important. He was, yeah, it's important, but so is it my court. It's like, really? I don't even have to be here.
Your
Like,
court's not as important as the Supreme Court. I don't
yeah,
care
the
what.
Supreme Court of the United States. But higher tier, you know? And Jesus Christ, man. What's up with all these deranged motherfuckers lighting themselves on fire? This is
It's
like the third
crazy.
one we've talked about in a year, right? A couple months. Some dude lit himself on fire out in front of the trial for Trump. But the thing is, the guy's a nut job, obviously, if you light yourself on fire.
I
He
don't
was
know any
apparently.
sane person would set himself on fire. And I guess the one that did it out to DC in DC was like protesting Palestine or Israel,
Israel.
and they're thinking that this wasn't really for tr about the Trump trial. It was that was all that he knew the cameras were all going to be there, and it's about, Israel again.
Well, the guy apparently on social media had posted that COVID was going to kill us all, and then he came out and said the vaccine was going to kill us all. He's taken both sides of basically every argument and was just completely black-pilled. Saw no way out. Excuse me, no way to. Everything was stacked against him, basically. And apparently, lighting himself on fire is the way to solve this problem. Kind of news to me, but all right. And Brian rolls out as we get to an article I can't read because he shared it. I don't know what it is. He loves this Fox News program here, but it doesn't let me. I'm gonna have to put my email in to be able to get access to this, and I really don't want to. I don't care enough. I don't want to get 1,000 emails from Fox News. I don't know why it is only the articles you share to me from Fox News that I can't see either.
Because eventually they want you to sign in every so often so you can see all the emails,
When I go
see all the
through
messages.
my Smart News app.
Well, you're already signed into that.
Well, Fox News is one of the ones that's accessible through it. That's why I like this app though, is because I get like Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, The Guardian, The Telegraph, Jezebel if I want it, you know what I mean? Like I can hear everyone's opinion on this stuff and it's very interesting. But what's up with Biden's legal theory in the January 6th prosecution? And what did the oh the Supreme Court blew apart a couple of their
Let me do
lawyers,
this.
right? Like Gorsuch in particular, I think. Basically, like because they she said something along the lines of the intent, and you know you're doing something wrong, intentionally trying to impede the proceedings. And Gorsuch was like, you mean like taking the warning signs off a fire alarm and pulling the fire alarm to stop a vote?
And she didn't know what he was talking about, or
Ah,
she
and she's like,
didn't
well, that's a
write anything.
hypothetical. It's like, this happens. It's on video.
It's actually happened,
I was like, yeah, I was like, go ahead and t please go ahead and say yes. That would be 20 years in prison, too. Please say it. Because that's what he's saying. He's like, so that makes this 20 years in prison? She's like, well, you have to prove intent, mens rea, a guilty mind. But go ahead and play it for us, bro.
More than 60% of sales on Amazon come from.
You never get ready in advance, do you?
Don't shop at Amazon. Shop at the Jeffrey and Brian Show.com. We're the ones with all the real shit. And out.
Now their business is really. We don't have a Jeffrey and Brian Show.com, though.
Washington, George Washington University law professor and Fox News contributor. Jonathan, we're going to get to this Trump push for that Judge Marchand's recusal and the travesty of that hush money case in a moment. But regarding this rather crass pressure campaign on Justice Sotomayor, you know, let's not forget how they assured everyone how great she was when she was nominated. Watch.
The breadth and depth of Judge Sotomayor's experience makes her uniquely qualified for the Supreme Court. Her keen understanding of case law and the importance of precedent.
Judge Sotomayor is immensely qualified.
We know she's incredibly well qualified. She's got more federal judicial experience than any nominee for the past 100 years.
Jonathan, it's only 12 years ago. They suddenly want to get rid of her.
No, it's an amazing transformation from the gold standard to junk bond status, because that's what they're treating her as. That this was in just 2009, she was celebrated as the wise Latina. Now they're treating justices like they're entirely fungible, that they're all just lever-throwing liberals on the court. And obviously they're more than that. I mean, what's amazing about these commentators is they give no consideration at all that individual justices may have something to bring to the court, that maybe their legacy is more than just casting votes. They've reduced them all to just votes and getting a reliable liberal that's younger. And this trend has been going on for a while until, you know, you're going to have calls for the first fetal justice. If we keep on along this line, I mean, you can't just make age the sole criteria with ideology for the court.
But Jonathan, this is coming at a time when poor Joe Biden, you know, has the visiting angels with him going on and off the stage. And yet Sotomayor, who's completely with it, I mean, maybe she's bored on the court. I have no idea what she wants. There's reports that she's kind of disillusioned, but that's kind of convenient. But they're pushing this as Biden is the one who obviously, even these polls are showing, people have eroding trust in his basic judgment on basic issues.
What also shows how the court has long been this island in which it was able to exist outside of the rage and division of our politics.
Yeah, that's what kind of the video was supposed to show.
Billboards going through Washington, D.C., telling Breyer,
it's really hard to get those videos.
And his legacy is at stake.
Oh, Joe looking confused.
It's a breathtaking moment for many of us. You know, I teach a Supreme Court class, and I love the fact that my students are from every end of the spectrum, but they all have a really undying respect for the Supreme Court. But they're not seeing that in many professors, even deans, who are calling the justices hacks and calling for their replacement with younger models of, you know, you just need a 2024 model that's going to last a bit longer on the road.
Well, it's clear that to them, they're just another activist at an NGO or at you know, one of their pet, nonprofits. That's all they are. And a super legislature, whatever they want to, regard the court as. But so much for the vaunted return to normalcy of Joe Biden. I mean, they're just ready to upend every institution.
Yeah.
Basically, the gist of the article and the report was that a lot of Dems want Sotomayor to resign from her position now while Biden is still president, and they can get another left-leaning Dem into the Justice Court, Supreme Court now while Biden's still president.
Yeah, before Trump wins and puts another conservative
another Ruth Bader Ginsburg situation.
Exactly, because they know Trump's going to win.
It's looking more and more like that. I'm trying to be overly possum. My hopes have been dashed way too many times in my lifetime, you know.
Yes, I'm not even necessarily hoping for Trump. I just realistically, I'd like to see a 50-year-old run for president. That makes sense.
I heard Chelsea's going to run for president.
Really?
No, I didn't hear that. But she's under 50.
So, I mean, let her run, that's fine, but like, we don't need someone, we don't need
I
octogenarians.
agree. It's, I mean, it's crazy that we got two 70 and 80-year olds running for president right now. I agree. We need more the younger generation to step into the role and start, gaining relevancy in the process.
I mean, Gen X at least has started running, taking positions in like state levels and even in the Congress. But I mean, like, if you look at like Cruz and MTG, and you know what I mean? Oh, there's a whole bunch of starting to recently. Millennials, for whatever reason, refuse to get involved into these public offices. And it's because they want to defer to the elders. As if Joe Biden's brain is full of wisdom and not cobwebs. You know what I mean? I mean, the
And
guy's a zucchini.
I get, yeah, she is. And I guess another thing that was supposed to be on that video that we never really got to, because I got tired of listening to him
Yeah, there's
yammer
so
on,
much of it.
is that there's a lot of people in the legal theory business that think that the way the Supreme Court handled the January 6th prosecution argument, that it's going to get shot down. A lot of people are going to get out of prison, get reduced sentences. And it'll help Trump in the long run too on some of his cases.
And how much money
I
is going
didn't
to be
want to
paid
go
out
there.
in settlements is going to be paid out when people let out of prison because they were wrongly convicted? Like, did you know everyone's going to sue, right?
Oh yeah, that's what people do these days.
Well, I mean, you get put in prison for 2 years or you get a 20-year sentence, but then they're like, actually, that wasn't a crime at all. Let him
Well,
go.
some
It's like
people didn't even make it to prison. They're still in solitary confinement, for God's sake.
awaiting trial with no
Yeah,
bail.
the speedy trial they're coming. Well, they're waiting for.
But what happened to your due process rights, right? And now the people in charge of the J6 committee, they're all terrified. Like, what if Trump does win? Like, what's
Yeah,
going to happen to
they're
us?
scared for their lives, And I think we've already seen how Trump will deal with it. He won't deal with it. He didn't do anything to Hillary, and Hillary's the one that pushed the whole Russian collusion theme, and she paid for it with the Steele dossier.
And she got busted to destroying government property
Yeah, and he
with
didn't do
the
anything about it.
servers.
He didn't.
And
He
she
didn't.
kept.
It was too petty for him to worry about.
I mean, the president shouldn't have to. Realistically, shouldn't the D oh my God, what's the
DOJ.
person? The what?
Attorney General.
Attorney General. Thank you. The Attorney General should take that over and just be like, "Yeah, are you kidding me? No, of course we're
But
doing
Trump
something about
told him
this."
not to worry about it.
See, this is the problem I have, a huge problem I have with the Republicans is this is what they do a lot. They say, this is wrong. We need to do something about it. And then once it's over with, they say, all right, you know what? Just don't do it again. We all learned a lesson. And as soon as they're back in power, they're trying to throw them back in prison again. This the Republicans have no spines, and Trump is the most moderate Republican, really. I don't care what anyone says.
No, he's not a right-wing Republican. There's no way.
I bet he
A
voted
few
for
years
Obama.
ago, like 10 years ago, he was a Democrat and he believed in abortion.
That's what I'm saying. I bet he voted Obama.
He probably, yeah, I would think he did. Yeah.
Almost certainly.
Yeah.
Anyway, the dude who lit himself on fire apparently did die, DOA at the hospital.
Big surprise.
Yeah, not surprising, right? It's hard to breathe when you're on fire. It kind of eats up to the oxygen.
Yeah. And he was
Speaking of,
trying to die.
if you're ever going to be burned at the stake for being a witch, ask to be burned upside down because the smoke will knock you out from no oxygen before you actually catch on fire.
That's good to know.
Versus this standing upright, your feet will actually be on fire.
Next time I'm in Salem, Mass, I'll bring that up.
Yes, yes, exactly.
I have been
Salem,
there.
you have?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good time, isn't it?
Yeah, we were there around Halloween too.
Ah,
I had a buddy
they.
that was he was stationed at in Providence, or not Providence, Newport, Rhode Island. It's a Navy place there for like a
Subbase, right?
year. Yeah. No,
Yeah,
that's
I've been.
sub base where the
That's Groton, Connecticut.
yeah, it was in Rhode Island. I can't remember the name of the base now. It's been so long, but it was fun. I'm glad I went up there to hang out for a little while and go there.
Did you see the statue of Samantha they have?
Yeah.
Do you know how much that pisses off the people of Salem?
Yeah, because the Bewitched has nothing to do with actual witches.
They have a big Samantha from Bewitched statue. I'm like, where's Sabrina? Come on now. But Salem's so expensive, dude. Like, none of the tours are free. Like, it costs
Yeah,
so much
well,
money.
I did this in the 90s, so I'm sure 90s, maybe a little bit later. Yeah, but so it was 20 years ago, 30 years ago now. Things were
Dude,
different then.
I probably haven't been to Salem in 20 years. Since before I enlisted. Used to go up every now and then, like especially around Halloween, just for goofing off, you know, have a good time. It was, you could take one out, you could take the road around Boston instead of cutting right through Boston, and boom, you're on the North Shore. By the way, check this out, Salem. Well, first of all, most of the witch trials were actually in Danvers, which is a bordering town. Salem was actually built up by dumping soil into the ocean and building a new city.
Nice.
Neat little,
Kind of like China does
yeah, exactly. But they're building military bases instead of places to burn witches
it.
and crush them with stones. So, did you see who's the guy that's filling for Ducey, the Fox News
I
White
don't
House
know.
guy?
I don't
All
know.
right, well, apparently he blew up the White House again, asking about these ridiculous blunders he's had with like basically everything. Because they're saying,
John Kirby was asked questions.
yes, Kirby.
It was Bill Hemmer.
Oh, there you go, Hammer. Yeah, it's like this is an interesting. It's right. This wasn't a White House press secretary thing. This was he
No,
came
the
on Fox
National
News.
Security
Yeah.
communications advisor.
But yeah,
John
it's public.
Kirby was actually in the Navy the same time I was in the Navy. He was just a couple of ranks above me
There you go.
because he was an admiral.
Here we go. Quote, excuse me. I was looking back at the track record for President Biden. Here's what sticks out. The Afghanistan withdrawal was a mess. He failed to stop Putin from going to Ukraine. The war with Israel and Hamas has been absolutely dreadful and destructive. Again, it's the first time Iran has aimed at Israel. China's military buildup is substantial. And that was just this morning with what I came up with. Can you argue that American strength and persuasion is better today than it was 4 years ago globally? And Kirby's like, oh, yeah, 100%. I do feel, I do that very comfortably. The guy
Idiot.
hasn't done one thing right.
No.
It's just, come on, man. I refuse to believe that your average Dem voter is aware of what's actually happening and believes the crap they're saying. It's one thing if you don't know what's going on, you're being fed bullshit and you just believe it. But there's no, like we're talking about The View. Are they just being fed bullshit or do they actually know what's going on before they
Actually
say this?
believe it. They actually believe it.
Oh my God, this is another Biden saying stupid things and making
I
shit up, right?
know, I know. It's another segment of our show. It's an unofficial segment, but we
I
could
know,
do
the Biden gaffe of the week, right?
this.
Gaffe of the week.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead and play it.
Damn
More than
it.
60% of sales
You
on
gotta hit
Amazon
the
come from
play button and have it
independent
queued
sellers
up
like
before you
Daniel
share
and
it,
Ali.
dude.
At first, finding
You know this is
customers
gonna be a
was
commercial every time
prickly.
you try to do this.
It's too much work.
Too much work. It's like 15 seconds of waiting, then just hitting pause. Anyway, I'll set us up for it.
Working on it. Yeah, shut us up.
Biden's uncle was a World War II pilot, I guess, and went missing, never recovered.
Over
Joe,
Papua New Guinea.
well,
Papua New
Biden
Guinea.
said it was over Papua New Guinea, where the cannibals were. That's why they never found his body. Well, the White House did come out and say, actually, his plane went down over the Pacific Ocean, but sure.
Papua New Guinea.
Yeah.
An Army Air Corps before the Air Force came along.
Well, that's quiet.
Single engine planes.
It's Biden.
Reconnaissance over war zones. He got shot down in New Guinea. And they never found the body because there used to be there a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
For real.
Yeah. His body was never found because there used to be a lot of cannibals in that part. Did he bring up cannibalism just because of what's going on in Haiti? Like, this is ridiculous. Yeah, and the White House is like, actually, he was shot down. Not even necessarily shot down. They never said he was shot down. They said his plane went down over the Pacific Ocean, most likely. And they said we shouldn't be making jokes about this kind of stuff. And it's like, we're not making jokes. This guy's claiming that his uncle was eaten by humans. And if you want to make this sound like it's so egregious and gross, which it is, then at least acknowledge what's going on in Haiti, you know? But no, of course not. We're going to pretend that's not a real thing. We're going to say Haiti's not a shithole nation, even though they got cannibals actually eating people there. That was one of the ones that Trump mentioned as a shithole country, right?
Yeah.
It was Haiti?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And like, no, Haiti's beautiful. It's gorgeous. It's amazing. It's like, yeah.
And now there are people.
The government doesn't work.
Now we talked about this on the last show, I think, where El Guapo said that the DR should take over Haiti.
Yeah, but that, like we actually said, had an in-depth conversation.
Yeah.
Does the Dominican Republic want to deal with that?
No, because
could you imagine trying to go clean that up?
That's a whole drain on your economy that you're not ready for, no matter how many tourists come to the DR.
Exactly. Like, realistically, the best way for the Dominican Republic to handle the situation, if they take over, would be to get the Americans to help send in the Marine Corps. You know what I mean? Boom, here we are. We're a military force. Just settle down, everyone. These guys are in charge. I just don't see that happening. You know? Because I think if the Marines showed up and a whole bunch of crazy gangs showed up with their crappy weapons, actual trained professional soldiers would be able to handle them, you know? So apparently Biden pulled a Hillary Clinton deleting emails, I guess?
Not the administration, not Biden himself.
Oh, my mistake. He wasn't smashing hard drives with hammers.
No, and he wasn't using bleach bit either.
So anyway,
just his minions were.
More government documents were destroyed.
Yeah.
It's crazy because aren't they still trying to get Trump for the classified documents thing?
Oh yeah, definitely. Most definitely.
What the hell is going on here? Like, Biden is 10,000 times more guilty if it actually is a crime.
Which it is, because you have to secure all your government communications and send them to NARA for storage.
Well, when Trump was president, he could make something unclassified by simply saying this is no longer classified. That's what the president can do. Yeah. When Biden took all these documents, he was VP and did not have that authority. He couldn't declassify these things.
Well, you're the authority.
Exactly. And you bring this up to people and they're just like, well, that doesn't make sense. I'm like, that's because you're not paying attention. It was okay for Biden to do it, but not for him to do it, especially when Trump had the authority and Biden didn't. And it's, you see this cognitive dissonance, like, no, Trump's bad. It's like, this guy is worse. And again, can't we find some like 50-year-old, some 40-year-old even, to step up and say, hey, I actually work for a living. I know what it's like. I'm sick and tired of these assholes telling me that I'm the problem. I got a feeling a lot of blue-collar workers would jump on that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. So what city is this anyway? Sorry. We're moving into the next topic here. Mike Johnson. I have no idea where he is. Oh, and this is one of the ones I can't get into that you shared.
I'm looking it up.
Blue City Mayor.
Denver.
Oh, go figure. They're defunding the police by, what, $8 million?
Yeah, so they can spend it. They can send that money to the illegal migrant programs. We know how this is going to end.
We know exactly how this is going to end. You're inviting in a ton of people you don't know, you haven't vetted, you don't know anything about them. They could literally be terrorists.
And they didn't even invite him in. They just didn't, because they're sanctuary city. When Biden or Perry sent him there, like Abbott sent him there, nobody cared. They're like, oh, well, we're a sanctuary city. We got to take care of
That's what I meant by
them.
inviting him in, was saying everything's okay.
Yeah, okay.
But you don't know who these people are. They could be terrorists. We know as a fact people on the terrorist watch list have come across that southern border. We know this as a fact. This has been told to us by the Department of Homeland Security.
Yep.
So now you're going to take the money away from the police that are going to do something about terrorists and hand it to the folks that may be terrorists.
Yep.
What do you think's going to happen? I mean,
That is a
Lake
good
and
question.
Riley. Well, Lake and Riley, we talked about her. She was the jogger that it appears someone tried to one of these illegal migrants tried to rape her, and she fought back, and he crushed her skull to death.
Right.
He's been let out on zero bail.
$0 bill.
Yeah. No.
No,
Nowhere
no
to put him.
cash.
Well, nowhere to put him. So like, oh yeah, just come back for trial. Because,
Reconnaissance? He's on PR, personal reconnaissance?
yeah,
Oh, wow. That's fucking
but like,
ridiculous.
yeah, this guy has no ties here. You know what I mean? He can go back to his home country. He can just disappear to six states away. You know what I mean? Just vanish
Yeah.
to not face charges. And he's like, yeah, just come back for trial. That's what they're doing at the border. Like, oh, just come back for
Right.
your hearing about amnesty, and then they go to Illinois. Like, what, you're gonna go back to Texas from Illinois?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, we're dealing with this guy's being released. The police are being cut down, saying, well, we gotta deal with all these migrants coming in. At the
Yeah.
same time, we've dropped all of the impeachment charges on the Department of Homeland Security guy there, Mayorkas.
Yeah, because they just said the senator, Democratic senator, said that they just voted straight up. We're not going to do a trial. These are unconstitutional. So what I'm
What's
saying is, what stops the Republican-controlled Senate from doing the exact same thing the next time a Republican president is brought up?
you want me to answer that honestly or hypothetically?
I thought it was always understood that there would at least be a trial. It could be a freaking mock trial that lasted a day, but a
And they say,
trial.
all right, we're done. Yeah, you at least
Yeah.
hear it, right?
Yeah. At least put on the facade of doing a trial and
But
doing
the
your
Republican.
job as a Senate, one of 100 senators in the whole United States.
The reason why the Republicans won't turn around and do the same thing is because they never ever do. They always seem to think that once they pointed it out, people will understand and take their side of the argument. That's
Well, they
why.
did when Merrick Garland was nominated for the Supreme Court.
I just didn't hold. Oh, you're right. That was one time they actually, and I thought that was messed up because they should have had a confirmation vote. And they just decided not to. I thought that was real messed up.
Well, they didn't
And you're right,
decide
it
not
was the same
to.
guy,
They just,
wasn't it?
huh?
I forgot it was the same guy that they're trying to impeach
Yeah.
now.
No, it's not the same guy.
That's
Merrick Garland is the Attorney
right.
General right now.
That's right. Merrick Garland's the one prosecuting Trump instead of maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe that he's got a maybe he's holding a personal grudge.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Oh my God. So yeah, they've dumped all the articles of impeachment that I think they had two separate files for Mayorkas.
They did. We
So
knew
what
it
about we
wasn't
just gonna
going anywhere, but I felt like they should have given it at least the time of day to maintain the integrity of and the sanctimonium of the decorum in the Senate. I just think this is going to be another example of Dems doing something. They're the ones that got rid of the filibuster the first time.
Yes, and then they
And the
got nailed
Republicans
by it.
have used that numerous
They have.
times since then.
To, yeah,
So
and it's like, yeah, you guys set this policy up to try to nail these other guys, and then they turn around and you're like, that's unfair. It's like, you did it.
I just think that I'm hoping, how about this? I'm hoping that the Republicans have the balls in the near future that if they gain control of the Senate, that when stupid impeachments come from the House of Representatives again, they do what they just follow suit and
throw it in
declare
the trash and say we're done.
Unconstitutional.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I get to decide whether or not this goes through. I'm just gonna throw it in the trash and it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So are we just gonna pretend like this migrant crisis isn't happening?
Oh, we're really good at it.
I mean, in general, like even the Democrats in major Dem-led cities are getting frustrated and upset about this.
Right.
I don't know. Are they expecting all these folks to just vote for them again, even though they're even telling them that you're a racist because you don't want these people coming in and taking your job?
Well, unfortunately, I think a lot of people will vote for him again. That's the problem with politics in America.
They don't pay attention to what's going on. They don't realize they literally voted for this.
Yeah.
Then they get upset about it. And just like they tried to blame Trump for the border itself. Like, oh, he should have secured the border. It's like, he tried to build the wall. You sold off the pieces.
Uh-huh.
How is this Trump's fault? This is what's driving me nuts, dude. The Dems have gone so far left that I am left defending Trump over and over and over again.
Yep, you're a Trump apologist.
Not even apologist. I'm just like, no, you're wrong. That's not how this works. I was like, yeah, we could definitely find a better guy for the job. Definitely. But you're not even giving him a fair shake. You're lying to everybody what's going on. Like Hillary Clinton decided, oh, Trump just wants to kill all of his opponents. Where did you get that from? Hillary Clinton was the one who said, he died. Right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh. Oh, my God. It makes my head hurt, dude.
And you saw where these Democrats signed pledges saying they were going to push no cash bail, which has worked out so well, and decriminalizing prostitution.
Well, not just prostitution, a whole bunch of other stuff. Because apparently a whole bunch of these, this is surprise. Oh, racist voting laws is one of them they said. Name a single racist voting law.
I was just going to say that. What is racist voting law?
Well, what gets me is they say, oh, voter ID. Like, how is that racist? And they say, a lot of black people are poor and can't afford. I was like, you're right now assuming that black folks are too stupid and poor to get a driver's license or a state ID. Like, how do you think all these folks are driving around? How do you think they're buying beer and cigarettes? How do you think they're buying wine?
You can buy beer and cigarettes. You can't get on an airplane without a driver's license.
Yeah. How do you have a job? How do you do anything without some form of ID?
You know.
And that's always when they come up with this IDs. I'm like, what? Like, do you know a single black person who doesn't have identification?
Nope.
Nor do I, and I've met more than one in my life. I mean, you know what I mean? I'm actually tempted to go up into town, up into Boston before I leave, and just start asking every black person I come across, like, do you have identification?
Do a man on the street for the show.
Yeah, and can you find the RMV? It's an RMV here, not the DMV. It's a registry of motor vehicles. Like, do you know where to find it? Could you get there if you needed to? And I'm like, what's the matter, man? You sound like a giant racist. God, this is what the Democrats tell me, is that you're not bright enough to do this.
Right.
They said it's racist for me to think you could even have ID. To watch how fast you get your nose broken. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, apparently these Dems signed this stuff because a bunch of Gen Zers
demanded it.
We're complaining, which is surprising because Gen Z is actually more conservative than any other youth group in the last like five generations. But they're looking around, realizing what's going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm a little concerned, right? Leave Massachusetts. I'm going to lose that access I have to some of these folks that truly believe this
garbage.
You
definitely will, because you're not gonna, unless you go to a bigger city in West Virginia, you're not gonna experience them. And even the bigger cities, I mean, they're still there. They're still in Charleston, West Virginia, but
that's because, well, Charleston is where the pedophiles are. So of course they vote Democrat.
And it's where the universities are and stuff. So
yeah, and it's, I don't know, it is fun to interact with these folks sometimes, especially my godmother. She's a She gets so passionate about stuff, but has no idea what she's talking about. My favorite thing is she'll call me a Nazi every month or so. But then, 2 years later, something comes up and I'll point out what's going on. She's like, oh, yeah, that's messed up. I'm like, really? Because I said that 2 years ago and you called me a Nazi for it. Like, so were you wrong or are you the Nazi now? And she's like, I don't remember that at all. I was like, of course you
Yeah,
don't. Of
well,
course you don't.
of course.
Yeah. I love even more when they're calling Israel a bunch of Nazis. I'm like, you guys really need to do some studying on world history if you think the Jews are the Nazis. You
Right.
know? That's like, yeah, that's like the black guys down south being the Klan. You know what I mean? All right. Apparently, there were a couple of shootings this week.
Yep.
And the only reason why, well, you shared them, but the only reason why I gave a crack was usually I try to avoid these shooting things.
Were in Chicago.
Well, yeah. And Nebraska. No, Nebraska was the
And
teacher.
Maryland. And
Maryland.
Maryland's senior skip day.
Children is the only reason why I want to talk about
We
these.
went, I don't know if you did senior skip day. We did it in my tiny school, and it was a hoot. It was a great time.
We did too, but it was
And there
still
was no.
technically against the law.
Yeah, and but nobody got a shot on mine.
Well, we'll get to that one. We'll just do the senior skip day now. A lot of people are saying, like, oh, if these kids just can't get together and have a good time, no problem. Like, technically speaking, truancy is a crime. They were committing crime when someone opened fire at, I don't even know how many of them, or 10 were wounded. I'm sorry, no, 5 were wounded. No one's dead, which is excellent. But had these kids been in school like they were supposed to, they wouldn't have been shot. And they're saying that these people, the people who attend this skip day party, senior skip day, were ages 16, 18. How many 16-year-old seniors are there? Like, you'd have to be skipped 2 grades to be 16 years old and a senior.
Yeah. Yep.
But like I said, had these kids just been in school, like I actually said, they wouldn't have been shot. And I'm not saying, you know, whatever, anything. I'm just saying. We have laws. If you don't enforce the laws we have, don't
Right.
get upset about these other crimes happening too. It's like, what's, you know, just like the whole, we need to pass more gun control laws. It's like murder's already against the law, and we're not doing shit about that. So
Yeah,
what
more
is one
laws
more?
ain't necessarily gonna solve it.
No. All it does is make it more difficult for your law-abiding person to live their life. And there was a shooting in Chicago. Bunch of people were hurt. Very sad. An 8-year-old girl died, and it appears to have been gang violence against a family. It's like a family was shot up. Victims were ages was it 8 to 40, something
Yeah.
like that. That's unfortunate. It's too bad the little girl died. Gangland Chicago, you know what I mean? It's like, let's keep. And how long has Chicago been Democrat run? 70 years now.
At least 7 years, at least.
And they have some of the toughest gun laws in the country.
Yep.
But they have one of the highest gun crime rates in the nation.
Yep, because
Maybe if everyone had a gun, people wouldn't shoot each other because they know as soon as they pull their gun out, 15 other people pull theirs out.
yep.
That's what happens in Texas, West Virginia, Michigan, right? All right. And I think we should try to make this a semi-regular segment about child molesters. No, this is more and more common than anyone realizes. They want to
Yeah.
pretend like it's not a thing. That's why they're pretending like these ch children aren't being smuggled across the border to be raped by people. Even how many stories have we gone through on this show about teachers banging students?
All the time.
Dozens and dozens. And now a
Yep.
Nebraska teacher was busted naked with a teen in I don't even know if this is a man or a woman in the car while married to a government official, Erin Ward. She's 45. She was banging a 17-year-old
Female
boy.
teacher
Yeah, Erin
banging
Ward.
the
Yep. Yeah, banging a 17-year-old in a car. Just
She's not even
These
that
are
good
real
looking.
crimes. Huh?
She's not even that good looking.
No, she is not. I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, if you were 17 years old, man, go get yourself some 17-year-old ass. Like,
You're a bit
trust me, it's way
better.
nicer than that.
Yeah, this is crazy. I wanted to look at her photo to see,
It looks like someone took the ugly stick and then made an arrow
Yeah,
out of it and shot her in the face.
scroll down, and you'll see a better picture of her. You won't see the mugshot anymore.
Oh, the mugshots are never fair. I'll admit that.
She
Okay, so
looks
that is her on
all.
the little side picture.
She looks a whole lot better in the picture down on the page.
Oh, she took off. Oh, the team took off. Yeah, don't look at that. Took off when they were busted and crashed 2 blocks later.
Good luck
She,
on running the radio and all the cop cars.
oh man. Oh my God, the high school was later found hiding in a yard in only his t-shirt and underwear, according to the sheriff's office.
At least he still had underwear.
Well, at least the age had been sent in that state, in Nebraska, is 16, so at least this teacher dodged
Oh, dodge
statutory
it.
rape charges.
Yeah.
But
But
this is
she'll
still a
get
huge.
delinquency of a minor and stuff like
Oh,
that.
yeah, and you're in a position of authority. That's just completely
But what if
unacceptable.
the 70-year-old says I consented?
Even so, he consented, but that's the same thing as like consenting to sleep with your psychiatrist.
You can do
That's
that?
it's unac no, it's completely unacceptable. The psychiatrist is at fault. Or sleeping with your boss.
Okay.
But the boss is still wrong every single time.
Right.
Because they're in a position of power and you can't accept their consent as true consent because I might lose my job if I don't bang my boss. I might
Right.
fail school if I don't bang my teacher.
Yeah.
Did you read this story about the Baltimore Bridge survivor?
Yes.
Oh my goodness, dude. The guy was
Thank
one of the.
God he had an old car with manual windows that
Yeah,
saved
that's
his
how he
life.
managed to get out of the car. Wow, dude. Just
Saying,
it's yeah, because power windows wouldn't have worked once you get in that water. And usually
right,
I would have had it open. Huh?
the battery would have friend fried.
Yeah, and
Whole electrical system gone.
anyone who wants to say anything dumb, like I would have had the window open plenty of time. No, you wouldn't have. You wouldn't even realize what was going on until you were in the water. Let alone thinking to open the window. You know what I mean? And it takes a good 5 seconds to open a power window. It took less time than that to fall. But yeah, the dude managed to survive. He gave an interview. Truly amazing. Don't have much else to say about that.
Yeah, not much to say.
And oh, okay, I got what I want to talk about. These Utah kids walked out of school in protest because their complaints were ignored and unheard by faculty about the furries biting and scratching them.
Yeah, I heard about this. I think on the No Agenda show talked about
Ah,
this.
see, I haven't listened to that in a while. I need to listen to it again. This identity bullshit has gone far enough. We're letting kids go to school as furries.
The school came out and said that nobody actually was biting another person or something like that, but why are schools allowing this kind of behavior with the furry behavior?
Because you're a bigot if you don't allow someone to live their identity. That's what it is now. It's like, oh, you can be a dude, you can be a chick, you can be a fucking kangaroo, apparently.
Apparently.
There's nothing you're allowed to do. You have to
But
accept
the
this.
but furries, do people know what furries even mean?
Okay, a furry means you wear a fur suit and look like a character, cartoon animal. N way less often than people realize, but it is
But
often
it's
associated with
like,
sex.
yeah, but they don't actually wear these costumes when they're having sex because the costumes are too expensive.
Well, either way, that's less common than people realize with people into that weird furry sex thing.
Oh, yeah.
But it's still, it's like a cosplay.
It is cosplay, yeah.
But now people are using this as their identities because there's nothing you can do to not accept their identity.
Right.
For the love of God, dude, you're allowed to wear a mask all the time since COVID. And now you can wear a furry suit and go rob a bank with an automatic weapon. Throw the automatic weapon in the garbage when you walk away. Throw away the furry suit and you have all the money from the bank. Like, it used to be against the law to go into a bank with a mask on. And then it became required to wear a mask.
I saw a sign going somewhere that said no hoodies or masks allowed.
Probably
here in the Hampton Roads area. I don't remember if it was the bank or not, but they're going back to the no mask policy. Hallelujah. Well, the federal government just did recently lift the national emergency of having to wear a mask on public transportation. So,
they're denying this whole furry thing, but like, or the attacks.
Right.
But what are they doing in class wearing these ridiculous suits? This is supposed to be something you put on for like going to Comic-Con, right? Or like a furry party.
Whose parents are buying these stupid furry suits? Because they ain't cheap.
No, and they're handmade usually. To fit and everything. Just weird, weird shit. Yeah. And speaking of, okay, we brought this up in our well duh segment last week. California's issue with reparations, how they have no money, how they're going to pay back these reparations. Yeah. Well, in order to figure out who to get these reparations, they're going to open a new committee of genealogy, which means it's going to cost more money.
Right, yeah.
To find out who needs to get these reparations.
Let's spend money on something we're never going to do, you know? It sounds like California. Like, they got the money for that.
No, they are so over budget. They are boned hardcore.
Yeah.
Hard. You can't just keep dumping money and expecting the federal government to bail you out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad Newsom did not put his name in to be president. I think he would have had a better shot than Biden for sure against Trump. I even said, I was like, I'm pretty sure Newsom's going to get the nomination, and I'm glad he didn't. Well, it's not over yet, but watch Joe die anyway. Any more of these you want to talk about? I already mentioned that New York is a fleeing New York, just like Massachusetts. More Republicans than Democrats are trying to roll out, but a significant portion of Democrats are considering leaving and are leaving.
Well, there's a reason for that, because look at the registration numbers for Republicans and Democrats in the state of New York.
True. Oh, I mean, in the city especially.
I mean, there are almost no Republicans registered in New York City, but you know, there's a lot of Republicans in upstate New York, but upstate New York ain't nothing like New York City.
They're getting crushed by New York City's votes.
Yeah, but I mean, you can live your normal conservative life in upstate New York.
You're not gonna have a shotgun to protect your farm.
Well,
because New York said no. Huh?
Yeah. But you're going to live you have the ability to live a more conservative life in upstate New York than you do in New York City.
True. You could maybe not in terms of owning the weapons and all that other stuff, but at least you'll be left alone and not called terrible names.
Right.
Trying to think of a good Buffalo. Rochester's probably all Democrat.
Yeah.
Apparently,
Syracuse. I'll go Syracuse.
There you go. Sean's brother moved to New York. He's living in upstate New York on a farm making beer.
Kevin.
Yes, I didn't want to put his name out there.
Oh, sorry. Good thing nobody listens.
Yes, or knows who Sean is, because that was a long time ago. I bet we don't have any listeners that used to listen to that are listening to this now. Nope. Actually, I don't think anyone listened to it then anyway. I don't even know how we said it. We shared it on Facebook once and people started listening.
Mm-hmm.
And they started sharing it out. Actually, speaking of, you got all sorts of names already going there. Good for you, buddy. While we're at it, before I go too far, I'm going to, before we are done, Make sure you got that music ready to queue up to roll out.
I think I got it
But
ready.
I would say if you're still listening to the show and enjoying it, please consider sending $5, $10, $100 our way. We have a PayPal account. We really do take anything put in there and put it directly into the show. Neither one of us has ever been paid. We've never
Never.
even brought in enough money to pay our storage fees,
Nope.
which is fine. Like we
We
said, the
did get
show.
one more donation for beer way back when, and we spent it on beer like we were supposed
The $100 that we got way back in the
to.
day, huh? Yeah, I remember that was a check from my buddy Ryan. He's like, keep the show going, man. We bought a bunch of beer with it. Like, all right, that'll keep us going for another 3 weeks.
It was great.
I got Telegram apparently is telling Tucker that the FBI wants backdoor access into their software. No kidding. Well, duh. We already knew that. The government was already backdoored into YouTube, not YouTube, maybe YouTube, Facebook
Well, they
and
had an
Twitter.
office in their own office in the Facebook area, so.
Exactly. So it's like, come on.
Come
Unless you
on,
got something,
man.
come on, man. No joke. No joke. Not kidding.
I
No joke.
hope
Unless
this
you got something you want
works.
to talk about in here, I say we go ahead and kick
Right
on that
out.
music.
What do you hear?
I hear it. All right.
Awesome.
Anyone who is still listening while we are shutting down, if you want to
And
stick
now
around
the
in the
time and things
Facebook,
are
oh,
shifting.
that's
We're
the
in an
it, you
enemy
did in the morning,
invasion.
not intro.
We gotta
That's
leave.
all right. Hit us up if you're also listening to us live on Facebook.
Who are fake
You're
news?
gonna try to name this episode.
I am not
Ryan,
in
that's our shit.
denial.
I'm cutting it. I always get them mixed up.